So let's review. Continuing the themes of what happens after a person's death, our daf began with three opinions about how to determine if somebody is destined for Olam Haba. Amar Rav Yehuda b'Rei de Rav Shmuel bar Shilas Mishmei de Rav. Mehespedoi shel Adam Nikar im ben ha'Olam Haba hu im lav. We could tell from the eulogy given for a person and how emotionally the listeners react to it whether he is headed to Olam Haba. The Gemara relates, before his passing, Rav said to Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, Achim behespeida, the hasim kimna, deliver a warm eulogy because I will be standing there. We see that there are two factors. Those who hear a hesped will only be moved if the eulogy is warmly delivered and the person who died is a tzaddik. Rav says that if we hear people at the funeral saying what we should emulate in the life of the deceased, we can be sure that he is headed to Olam Haba. Rav Chanina Amar, anybody whose teachers are pleased with him is going to Olam Haba. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shuv Yim Echad Lefnei Misascha. A person should do tshuva a day before his death. Since nobody knows when they will die, one should do tshuva every day. The Gemara makes a similar drush from the Pasuk in Tkehelas. Bechol Eis Yiyu V'Gedech Levonim, B'Shem Al Reish Chal Yechzer. A person should always have white clothing and sufficient oil on his head. The Gemara explains this Pasuk with a mashal of two people who are invited to a king's suda without being given a specified time. Pekhan Shebehem, the smarter people, would be prepared at any moment, since Klum Chasr Lebeis HaMelech, the king could put together a meal very quickly. Tipshin Shebehem, the foolish among them, would say, it takes time to prepare a feast, and they won't be prepared when called upon. The king will get angry at the fools. They will be forced to watch others eat the suda from the perimeter, or perhaps be given a seat at the table but no food to eat. Similarly, people must be ready at any time to be called to before Hashem. Another interpretation of the pasuk is that the white clothing refers to tzitzis, and the oil on the head refers to tefillin. Hanu lach shayl, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 23rd parak shayl and begin the 24th and final parak of Masechta Shabbos, Mi shehichshech be'ez Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, Mi shehichshech ba'derech, nois nikis l'nachri. If a person was on the road when Shabbos begins, he should give his wallet to a non-Jew. And if there is no guy available, he should put it on his donkey. The Mishnah continues. Regarding the load on the donkey's back, once he arrives in town, he may remove the non-muktzah items from the donkey. And to remove the muktzah items, he unties the ropes holding the sacks and allows the sacks to fall off on their own. My time is surely Rabbanu, lemeisiv kisel nachri. The Gemara explains, although generally Amir La'akim Shvus, you may not ask a guy to do anything for you that you're not allowed to do, in this case the Chacham permitted it because Kimlu L'Rabbanon de'ein odem maimen atzmei amamoynei. Ilei sharislei, osu latuya arba ames b'shusaram. He will not be able to restrain himself when faced with the possible loss of his money. If we don't allow him to give it to the non-Jew, Isid Rabbanon, he will carry it himself, which would be an Isid Araisa. Rabbi teaches that a metziah, a found item, does not warrant this concern. The Gemara explains, we prefer giving the wallet to a guy over putting it on a donkey because chamor at mitzvah al shvisasi, nachri at mitzvah al shvisasi. One is obligated to see to it that his donkey rests from work on Shabbos, while there is no similar obligation about a guy. The Gemara then lists other options, and which is preferred. In the choice between chamor, a donkey, or a deaf, mute, deranged person, or a minor, one should put it on the donkey. Although these three are exempt from mitzvahs, they are each adam, a person, and can be confused with a competent adult. If no donkey is available, he should give it to a shaita, who has no understanding, rather than either a cheresh or a katan, who have some understanding. In the choice of cheresh or katan, there is a machlekes. One opinion is to rather give it to a cheresh, who will never become a bardas, than to a katan, the astil chaldas, a minor who will someday become an intelligent adult. The other opinion holds, rather give it to a katan, who will not be confused with an adult, than to a cheresh, to asalach lufi begadol pikech, a deaf mute who can be confused with a competent adult. If none of these are available, it is best to carry it pachis ma'ab amas, carry it in increments of less than 4 amas at a time. However, le'rotzu chacham le'galaisa, the Rabban did not want to reveal this method, lest he come to carry it 4 amis in the Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara next addresses the following problem with putting the wallet on the donkey. He would be transgressing the Isra of Mechamer, leading his animal while it's doing a malacha on Shabbos, an issur d'oraisa, which we cannot allow under any circumstances. The Gemara answers that we are suggesting that he put it on the animal when it is moving and remove it from the animal when it stops before it continues. This way, he does the akira, the lifting, and the donkey does the hanocha, setting it down. Now, doing half a malacha is at least asam midrabanan, but the Chacham waived it because of the concern that he might carry it. The Gemara points out that the Chacham waived this issur midrabanan only when done with an animal, but not when done with another person. Amar Rav Adbar Hava, if a person has a bundle on his shoulder at the onset of Shabbos, he should run, but not walk, all the way to his house without stopping, and then throw it down in a backhanded way so that he won't be chayav for bringing it in from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Amir Rami Bar Chama, HaMachamur Acham Behemta B'Shabbos, B'Shogi Chayav Chatas, B'Mezit Chayav Skila. One who leads his animal on Shabbos is chayav the same way as if he did a malacha, because the pasuk seems to link the person's own violation of Shabbos with that of his behemah by stating, Loisasaka malacha ata uvehemtacha. Rava rejects this for two reasons. We learn from the Chayav Chatas of Avodah Zarah that one is chayav only if he did the Maisa Aver himself, and not if an animal did the Maisa. The Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin indicates that there is some type of Chil Shabbos for which one is not Chayiv Skila if violated B'mezid, nor Chayiv Chatas if violated B'shagig, which presumably is referring to Mechamer. The Gemara answers the second question, that it may be referring to Tchumen, going further than 2,000 Amos if we assume like Rabbi Kiva that it is Deiraisa, or Havara if we assume like Rabbi Yesi that Havara L'Lav Yatzasa, lighting a fire is just a Loisase and not punished like a regular Malacha.